David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 117. And thus the Lord said, man shall not live on bread alone, unless he's a touring musician, in which case he more or less probably will. The amount of bread that we've eaten on this tour is ridiculous. We get up and leave first thing in the morning, and there isn't really time to sit down and eat anywhere. And so we just grab a sandwich. Getting a salad would be more preferable and healthier, but the three of us eating salads in the van isn't particularly practical. It can be rather messy with those tubs of sauce that often come with them. And it's hard for us all to eat at the same time, as there isn't enough room for the three of us to wield our forks. We end up just elbowing each other in the face. Then we get to the venue, and there are people providing sandwiches for us. After the gig, we are hungry, but often everywhere is closed apart from takeaway places, which serve burgers, pizzas or kebabs, which all have a bread element. This morning, I had a ploughman's sandwich. I mean, that was the name of the sandwich, in case you were thinking that I'd stolen food from a ploughman, perhaps waiting until he started ploughing and had his back turned to me, allowing me to make off with his butties without him realising. The ploughman's sandwich consisted of ham, cheese, tomato, lettuce and pickle, which obviously are the five top things that a ploughman likes to have in his sandwich. I assume that they did a survey of lots of ploughmen, asking them what they liked in their sandwich, and then collated all that information to create the perfect bespoke sandwich tailored to the ploughman community. The ploughman would have no doubt been immensely grateful that someone had bothered to put the effort in, perhaps wondering why they'd been given such special treatment. I enjoyed my ploughman's sandwich, or at least as much as a man who is fed up to the back teeth, both literally and figuratively, with bread could be expected to enjoy a sandwich. But as I ate, I wondered why the ploughmen get a bespoke made sandwich for them, and why no one has thought to branch out and cater for people working in other fields. By which I'm referring to jobs. Jobs that don't involve working in fields. I probably could have chosen a better word other than fields there to describe non-field related jobs, but never mind. What about the data analysts sandwich or the IT consultants sandwich? These people continue to be completely unrepresented in sandwich form, yet they are more common jobs. How many ploughmen do you know? But I bet you know at least one person who works in IT. The sandwich industry has clearly failed to move with the times. They don't seem to have recognised the huge decline in ploughmen and the many new jobs that have emerged as a result of the industrial and the communications age. The sandwich makers are clearly out of touch with the real world. I'm not saying that the ploughmen can't still have their special bespoke sandwiches. I'm just suggesting that the sandwich makers could also be reaching out to other professions and survey them about what they would like in their sandwiches, and then cater for that community with their own special bespoke sandwich. I am happy to start the ball rolling and help the sandwich makers get started with this venture. So, feel free, if you could leave a comment on my blog telling me what your ideal sandwich would consist of, and then let me know your profession. I will collate all of the results and then send them to the people who work in sandwich production. I suggest that the first group of workers we target are the sandwich makers themselves. I mean, they are clearly the experts here. They are the people who make sandwiches for a living, who have tried many and varied combinations of ingredients. Surely, they, of all people, should know what it takes to make the perfect sandwich. If I wanted to buy a sandwich, then I'd rather buy a sandwich that has been specially designed for the highly discerning, skilled sandwich maker than a sandwich that's been made for a man working on a field. No disrespect to ploughmen, but all I'm saying is that if I want a sandwich, I'd rather have a sandwich that's been designed by and for the sandwich-making community. Just as if I wanted my field ploughing, oh, and that reminds me, I must get onto the phone to someone about that, I would choose to get it done by a ploughman and not a sandwich maker. It would be interesting to see whether there is any correlation with the results. Will there even be a perfect sandwich that's agreed on by the majority of people who just so happen to work in the same job? Or will we discover that sandwich preference is not at all linked to the job that you do? Might it be that the only workers who agree on the perfect sandwich are ploughmen? Maybe this is why none of the other jobs have sandwiches designed especially for them, as ploughmen are the only ones who have a collective opinion on sandwiches. Perhaps someone has already tried to do this work before and found that asking people working in the same job to give their favourite sandwiches yielded completely different results, with some people hating the foods that other people loved. Maybe the sandwich makers got so confused and then beaten down by their fruitless attempts to make bespoke sandwiches for these people that they eventually just gave up. If anyone knows, then please get in touch. If you found this dollop uninteresting or a bit too weird, then blame it on the bread. It's clearly gone to my head. Oh, and I've just remembered that I haven't actually mentioned the original subject that I was going to write about. We're doing the Simon Mayo BBC Radio 2 show tomorrow. We're on just before the 6 o'clock news. And when I say just before, that is exactly what I mean. Apparently, we only have 2 minutes. That will be barely enough time for us to sing a song. And there probably won't be any time for me to talk about sandwiches, unfortunately, as this would give me the perfect platform to start collating people's professions and sandwich preferences. We might have to scrap the song. Tomorrow we're at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards at the Albert Hall. If by tomorrow we are no longer the best folk group, I hope that you won't desert these dollops. I hope you're not just glory supporters.